In a statement released today, the special representative of the Secretary General for South Sudan, Nicholas Asom, said human rights violations were documented during a surge in violence that was carried out by armed youth from Koch and Mayendit counties. Local residents and officials say armed groups loyal to the SPLA-IO faction run by Simon Gadwich and forces loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar killed more than 40 people, burnt villages and looted humanitarian warehouses in recent weeks. Home Ministry spokesperson Linda Tom says 72 civilians were killed, at least 11 were injured, and 64 cases of sexual violence were recorded by the Home Ministry human rights teams between February 17th and April 7.
We're extremely concerned about the situation in Lier, and we strongly condemn the widespread sexual violence, killing including beheadings, burning alive of civilians, and attacks on humanitarians.
Home says the UNMISS teams conducted 10 verification missions in which two survivors said they were repeatedly gang-raped after they had come out of hiding to find food for their children. She says a lactating mother recounted that she was raped and severely beaten for 3 days. Asom said he is appalled by what he called horrific attacks on civilians in Lier. He urged local and national South Sudanese authorities to take immediate measures to reduce tensions and prevent further escalations and retaliatory attacks, saying impunity on violations of human rights must end. South Sudan Minister of Information and Government spokesman Michael Makwe calls the UNMISS report premature and unfair, saying the committee, which was recently formed by President Kiir, has yet to present their findings.
These are people who are putting the cart before the horse, because the issue is to be investigated, and after investigation we will reach conclusion. But if people just rely on what they have seen in the social media and start commenting and doing so forth, that is not true. We need to investigate first, and after which we will decide. This is a premature commentary, which I don't think is fair. There are people who claim to be human rights activists, and they are not competent to report on their own.
Lam Paul Gavriel, a spokesperson of the SPLA-IO, denies participation of SPLA-IO forces in human rights violations in Lier County. He says those responsible for the killings of civilians in Lier should be held accountable.
What happened in Lier is very bad. It's not really something advisable that's supposed to happen to a particular community, but we all know that this is intercommunal violence that came from two countries against one county. So it has got nothing to do with the SPLA-IO in it. We know that there are presence of SPLA-IO on the ground and also SSPDF on the ground, but the attack in there exactly, it was trans. Let me say it has got political, let me say, tribal link to it or communal link to it. So those people who are responsible for this use, they need to be questioned and they need to be answerable for what they used in Lier County.
UNMISS Chief Asom said victims and survivors must get the justice they deserve. Authorities said some 40,000 people fled the violence in Lier, with several thousand reportedly crossing the Nile to Fangak in Jonglei State. Thousands of cattle were raided and many homes and humanitarian facilities were looted and burnt down. With the wet season underway and the increasing risk of floods, thousands of internally displaced families are facing dangerous conditions. Authorities say recent violence in Mayendit and Koch counties is also being investigated. UNMISS says it welcomes initial steps taken in the formation of an investigative committee and the deployment of SSPDF to restore security. But Tom says UNMISS has deployed additional peacekeepers to conduct regular patrols, including night patrols in Lier Town, to prevent further loss of life.
Peacekeepers are also providing protection to internally displaced people and humanitarians who are responding to the needs of survivors. In addition to that, the mission is also engaging with leadership at the capital and state level to mitigate violence, and we also have civil affairs teams that are meeting with communities to conduct focus group discussions in conflict-affected areas.
The fighting that began in February in Mirmir Payam of Unity State quickly spread to several villages in Koch, Mayendit, and Lier counties. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.